What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pedworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. We're invited today, 10 to noon, to behold the world through youthful eyes as Surrey students exhibit their compositions in both video and paint, hosted by art teacher Nick Patterson. That's happening at the Old Surrey Village School, 10 a.m. to noon this morning. Today, you can peek into the studios of artists Goody B. Weisman, Jenny Brillhart, and Cynthia Winnings. The Very Good Studios, located in Blue Hill at 5 Music Library Lane, that's where Begadoose Music used to be, will be open 5 to 7 p.m. Check out the social media of any of the artists, Goody B. Weisman, Jenny Brillhart, or Cynthia Winnings, for more details about the open studios tonight. Tonight? No, that is not a thing. Brown Hall Arts Committee is pleased to welcome back the Queen City Improv Troupe, 7 p.m. tonight. The show will be happening at the community space attached to Elm Street Congregational Church in Bucksport. Queen City Improv Troupe offers a quick, witted, and funny show. You'll have an opportunity to meet the actors and chat with friends afterwards. This activity is part of the Brown Hall Arts Committee's Know Your Neighbor program. Need more details? This event is listed on WERU's calendar, so you can go straight to weru.org, look at the community calendar, and get all the details of this and other great events like the play On Island, which is being performed tonight at the Opera House in Stonington. operahousearts.org for tickets and more information. You can see Opera House's full schedule there, too. But tonight, it's all about On Island, written by Susan Minot, directed by John Lincoln, and performed on the Opera House stage tonight. On May 12th, 6 p.m., you can take a hands-on workshop, Exploration in Wood, a woodworking workshop with Erin Margolis. It's happening at the Wilson Museum's Hutchins Education Center in Castine. So this is a workshop based on curiosity and hands-on learning. We'll build skills together in approachable woodworking techniques. Apparently, we'll deconstruct a log to learn how the life cycle and biography of a tree is made visible in its growth patterns and how we might creatively utilize different pieces of wood while considering the individual qualities of the tree it came from. Embodying the perspective of an artist rather than an objective scientist, participants will explore a variety of woodworking hand tools and learn about how to achieve desired results with easily obtained tools. This workshop will take place in the Wilson Museum's Hutchins Education Center on Tuesday, May 12th, 6 p.m. But if that date and time doesn't work for you, there's a longer workshop with Erin Margolis on Saturday, the 16th, 1 to 5 p.m. That workshop is described as construct, carve, nail, screw, paint, and otherwise fashion animals, real or imagined, from wood and other found materials. To find out more about these opportunities with artist and woodworker Erin Margolis, go to wilsonmuseum.org. Did last week's pottery tour get you interested in making something yourself? Random Pottery in Brooklyn is offering make-your-own serving dishes, bowls, mugs, vases, and trays with a slab method construction. You don't need any experience. They're offering classes on May 14th and the 21st. Maybe this would work for a Mother's Day gift. You can find Random Pottery on social media to sign up. On Thursday the 14th, Blue Hill Public Library will present the latest in their film and hands-on arts series with local artist and gallery owner Margaret Baldwin. Henri Matisse is the subject for May, and we're invited to a showing of the film, Henri Matisse, Thursday night, 6 p.m. bhpl.net if you need more information. Over in Lemoyne at the Grange Theater, it's Original Short Play Festival time. Next weekend, the 14th to the 17th, you can see 8 plays by local playwrights thanks to Lemoyne Community Arts. Get more info and tickets at lcatickets.org. That's for next weekend's Film Fest in Lemoyne. Happy birthday, WERU! Did you know that the station just turned 38? The perfect way to say happy birthday is by becoming a member and making a donation. You can call the station 207-469-6600 and chat with a nice volunteer, or indulge your introvert and go to weru.org and see your pledging options there. I know you want the thank you bumper sticker, so join the WERU tribe today. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?